Hello, Podlers. It's good to be back. I'm not sure what's happened to Matt in my absence.
I'll be talking about this later.
Stop doing that, please. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time to give you an opportunity to win some merchandise. It is either Clough Matt's Hot Sauce or my sweet barbecue sauce, Fountain of Youth. And all you need to do to win one is become a sauce whisperer. Now, a giant splodge of sauce has gone all over a clip from yesterday's show. All you need to do is tell me what's missing. And in fact, today we're going to cast our mind back to Tuesday's show, where Matt Dyson was at the helm and was asking for your mispronunciations when listener Mark texted in with this little bad boy.
My dad once asked who wanted for dessert, meaning profiteroles.
So firstly, after the last couple of days, I found out.
Not the noise you want to hear.
It's the worst. I didn't think that through.
Oh, dear.
It's the worst feature I could have come back to. I thought we'll do a little replay. I'll do some make me a winner. Nice, easy territory. And then we'll get straight back in with some merch. And I'd forgotten. In the fever, I'd forgotten. Let's listen to it again, shall we?
My dad once asked who wanted for dessert, meaning profiteroles.
So, how was profiteroles being pronounced? Was it A, portfolios, or B, profit moles?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Tuesday, when I was laying on my deathbed, Matt Dyson was in charge and he decided to ask for your mispronunciations. And a listener by the name of Mark texted in and told the whole world about this moment from his actual life.
My dad once asked who wanted for dessert, meaning profiteroles.
He meant profiteroles, but did he say portfolios or profit moles? Having a go this morning, hoping to become the sauce whisperer, is Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, good morning. How are you all lot?
Yeah, we're yeah, right. Yeah, thanks, we're good. Tom, how are you?
I'm all right, yeah.
Excellent. So, portfolios or profit moles?
Portfolios.
Hey. Matt Dyson, is
it
that
was
right?
Indeed.
Is correct. That correct? Yeah. Well done. Excellent work, Tom. So let's get down to business, shall we? You're going to get a sauce. Yeah. You are the sauce whisperer. But which one of our sauces do you want? Is it going to be Matt's hot sauce named Clough or my sweet barbecue sauce named Fountain of Youth? What can we send you, Tom?
Well, I don't really like hot sauce, so it's going to be the Fountain of Youth.
Yes, yes. Tom, bless you. The first bottle we have given away. Wow. Excellent work. Have a great day ahead, my friend. Thank you very much indeed for tuning into the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It is good to be back. We're about to enjoy the social ammunition, which is quite timely for me, as I've just been laying in bed with no access to anything for the last 48 hours. I have posted on my ex, the platform formerly known as Twitter, and my Instagram, a little explanation as to what happened to me. Mm. But needless to say, five words that should send fear into everybody's hearts, minds and souls apply to me, and they are reduced to clear seafood paella.
Oh, no.
That sounds so bad.
Daddy made a massive mistake. And don't worry, I paid for that mistake.
Oh, no,
so, really, I know I always say, Matt, what's going on out there? But I've never meant it much. Okay. What has been going on out there?
I welcome you back with the viral Canterbury tale and Richie Sambora's hat.
Yes!
So, yes, you should be happy. First, we go to a local doctor's surgery in suburban Florida, where someone called Deirdre Owen was filling out a form about what language they'd prefer to speak to her in. And she was going to just click on English. But then in the drop-down box on this form, she noticed that under English were another option was Middle English, 1100 to 1500, and Old English, 450 to 1100. And she was saying, who the hell out there is speaking Middle English?
What's this person's name?
The doctor's surgery, Deirdre.
Deirdre, Hendel, which of course... Nick Hendel, which is, sorry, gentle, for those of you who don't speak Middle English. Yes. Gentle there.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it?
Some of us still like to speak in ye oldie tongue.
Any old English speakers still around? I'm not sure. But maybe they're all going to the doctors.
Is that where, like, every letter F is replaced by an S or the other way round?
Pretty much, yeah.
You
yeah.
speak so sweetly and fluffily.
It's like you've got a lisp, yeah, a fat tongue. Yeah. That's maybe that. But yes, I mean, it's interesting that people are doing that, the doctors, because thou hath to wane and watter so lang to get on hold on an appointment these days, don't you, so to get through. And then the other story this morning is the teaser clip of Leona Graham's Bon Jovi interview. Now, we've been talking, building up to this all week. She discussed the elephant in the room, which was Richie Sambora, and whether they'd work with him again, which feels like a question I wouldn't dare ask
now,
John Bon Jovi.
I thought, you're absolutely right, I thought that was a fever dream. I was laying there, sweating, naked, just like covered in my own innards on my bed, just writhing around going, don't ask about Richie Sambora. No, yeah, Leona, no. Don't, no.
Interesting, though, the first question is what she asks Andy Bush every day when she sees him.
Will you be working with Richie again in the future, Tom?
Here's the full clip explaining the whole thing.
Will you be working with Richie again in the future, do you think?
Well, it's been 11 years. I'm waiting for the phone to ring, so... Who knows what the future holds?
I mean, obviously, you're in touch with him. You saw the documentary together, but you're just not at that particular stage of discussing music.
You have to just understand that, you know, there was never a fight or a falling out. He quit the band 11 years ago in the middle of the night. And there's no animus, because being in a rock band, as glorious as it sounds, it's hard work. And, you know, he decided that being on the road with us wasn't for him and just didn't show up anymore.
Yeah, someone, one of the comments underneath just said, he looks so sad.
Oh,
his old friend.
Leona, what have you done to Jim?
He's been killed the mood.
No, do you know what? It's a great interview.
It will
and Leona
amazing.
Did very well. And she's such a huge fan.
Yes.
She came laden with about 400 albums
for them to sign. Yeah,
so she went in there like, I'm a super fan. Could you sign all of these? They signed them, thought, this is going to be jolly. We're being interviewed by a number one fan in the UK. And then, Leona Frost Nixon'd them.
Yes, she wore a Bon Jovi t-shirt as
well. Of course she did. Of course she did. You can hear the whole interview from 10 this Friday morning.
Tomorrow morning.
As they discuss their brand new Disney Plus docu-series. Also, the word animos, Bon Jovi kept using.
Yeah.
It's a shortened version of animosity. 100%. I've never heard anyone use it, but I like it.
How broken must your band be that you've abbreviated the word animos? You use it that frequently.
Yeah. It's positively Chaucerian, isn't it, to think about it? So maybe John is the one speaking Middle English. Are the doctors in America?
Hendel.
They'll be talking about this later. And I've suffered yet.
Stop doing that, please.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is the penultimate edition of Five Words, Five Grand. This is the second to last time I'm going to present one of you with five little words that you need to match with a member of the Breakfast Show team in order to win £5,000. And stepping through the door this morning in Sheffield is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Yeah, morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Jack, welcome along to the show. Jack is a plumber. He would like to be matched with Matt Dyson on the random player generator. He once matched 4 out of 5. What would you do with the £5,000 if you went one word further and got it today, Jack?
I think I'd go on holiday.
Holiday. Were you dreaming of?
Disneyland in Florida.
With the lads, absolutely. I hear you, Jack. Okay, so let's spin the random player generator and see who you're getting today.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
Glenn Moore is in play.
Good
He's
luck.
Imaginary. Security guard scoops him up and takes him out of the studio. Goodbye, Glenn. Goodbye, Peter. Beautiful. Beautiful to see. Okay, let's try and get you to Disney, shall we?
Yep.
I should point out Jack's going with his 1-year-old and family, not the lads. Okay, Jack, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind. Or, of course, the word you think Glenn Moore is most likely to give me, because soon I will give Glenn these same 5 words. If he says the same thing as you, well, you can have £5,000. Good luck, Jack. Here we go, man.
Cheers. Thank you.
The first word is Y-O-U-U.
I.
Work. W-O-R-K. Work.
Load.
Nice.
Cross.
Country.
Very good.
That's a good one, yeah.
Spare.
Spare tyre.
Yeah.
Has to be.
And finally, Jack, the word is... Blue. B-L-U-E. Blue.
Red.
Oh, straight in.
Jack, we have your five words. Please do wait there on line one. The Method Man, Glenn Moore, will be carried back into the studio by his bodyguard.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Jack, a plumber in Sheffield, has given us his five words. Glenn Moore is now back in the studio. This is the penultimate round of this season of Five Words, Five Grand. So we'd love to give that money away. Jack, good luck.
Cheers.
Here we go. Glenn, what's the first word that comes to your mind when I say Y-O-U? You.
Me.
Oh, yeah. You, I. Jack went for you and I. You and me.
Oh, no, yeah. Yours is probably more grammatically correct.
Yeah. I think you and me is probably what most people would have said, but yeah. Jack's in the right.
Which doesn't
help you, Jack, win the money, unfortunately.
It's a shame as well, because I nearly heard that word. So I went out into the main hall, and then I suddenly heard over the speakers, I'm going to give you five words. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to... And so I had to... So anyone else in the building would have seen me running full pelt with my hands over my ears.
You'd have stayed there a bit longer.
Yeah, because we're in the new studios now, we're trying to find those little quiet places that the team members can go to so they don't hear any of the words. Well done, Glenn, because it has to be a fair competition. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you and I is a good answer, but it's not you and me, which is what Glenn has given us. Let's go through the remaining words, though, shall we? What have you got for work?
Place.
Load. Cross.
Fit.
Country.
Oh no!
Spare.
Tire.
Correct.
Yes.
And finally...
That was half-hearted, wasn't it?
Jack has totally given up. He can't believe we kept him on the line for this. And finally, blue.
Peter.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is good.
What would you...
Red.
He said red.
Oh, right,
red.
Yeah, funny face.
I like that it's the name of your imaginary bodyguard. Yeah. I thought you were calling him over.
Yeah, I was. Can I... Yeah, we're not really allowed to confer, are we?
Get me out of here. Get me out of here now, Peter.
Peter, leave him alone, OK? Jack, our love to the family. Thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you. See you later.
Nice one. Cheers, Jack. So that means we are going to be playing again tomorrow, because on the penultimate round of Five Words, Five Grand, it is 1 out of 5.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We've been embarking on a brand new adventure with your help. You see, we're looking for a child, the chosen one, to go and break an actual official world record. And it has been decided, after thousands of your suggestions, that we want to see a child break the record for the most amount of mandarins peeled in a minute. Now, this encompasses the whole Easy Peeler family.
Yes.
So many of you have been getting in touch. You've even been practicing with your fruit bowls up and down and around the land, then making juice or enjoying those segments. So if you're a kid that would like to be able to say for the rest of your life, I have a world record, or there's a child in your world, your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, whoever it may be, you think is up for the challenge, email me right now. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. There's going to be more on this on the show tomorrow, and then next week we're really going to be getting into it, and I'm so excited to invite one child and his or her friends to our brand new state-of-the-art Central London studios, where we're going to make a massive orangey mess. And I cannot wait. And we're going to do it in front of the eyes of officials from the world records. It's going to be brilliant. So as I say, it's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. And to celebrate this, we're going to have our first game of Beat the Intro from within our new studios, but it is an Easy Peeler special. All of these songs have something to do with Satsumas, Oranges, Tangerines, the whole shebang.
Okay.
Now, it is 1 point for the name of the band or artist, okay, and 1 point for the name of the song. That hasn't changed. Your names are your buzzers. Here we go.
Glenn.
Glenn.
R.E.M. Orange Crush.
It is R.E.M. Wow. Orange Crush. Let's put you a point on the board and a second point on the board. Well done. Along next.
Glenn.
Matt. Glenn.
Squeeze, Call for Cass.
Yes. In and out, I once worked with the numbers on the names. It's funny, Adam. So that means Glenn has 4 points already.
Okay. And meanwhile at
the station. New studios, same Glenn. Call for Cass, Call for Cass. But what about this one, guys?
Oh.
Oh.
I know it, I know it.
Come on. This is the Matt, most on the
Matt,
money.
Matt. Rip It Up and Start Again by Orange Juice, is it?
It is!
Well done.
What a song.
Rip It Up by Orange Juice. Rip it up and start
again. I thought until now this was Talking Heads.
Yeah. Very similar sound, isn't it? Yeah.
And finally, possibly the most tenuous of the links to the Easy Peeler family, but a big, big song of recent times.
Okay.
What's this?
Glenn.
Oh, what? Go on.
It's Florence and the Machine. Shake It Up. Oh, is it like Shake It Up or something?
Oh, no. I can see you like. I can see where you're going with
frozen
that.
Out.
But you are frozen out.
Oh, no.
You are frozen out. Anna, you need to get a point on the board for pride. No. Here we go.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, I know.
We know him.
Wait, we
befriended him in Birmingham.
It's Rack and Bone Man.
I thought you'd have done, like, Rhinestone Cowboy.
I thought sure some pulp was going to come up, but no.
If you're a child or there's a child in your life who would like to come and break an actual world record, or should I say attempt to break an actual world record for the most amount of mandarins peeled in a minute, email me right now, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. And at the end of that, well, Matt, you've got 3 points. Anna, you didn't score any. And you're right, I did give Matt a little clue there.
Yeah,
sorry about that. And Glenn, you are the winner with 4. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Now, of course, this is where real music matters. The other thing that matters a great deal is giving big pub quiz fans a platform. So if you are a big pub quiz fan, you can come and join us for some very special quizzes next week. Because you see, Tea Break Trivia happens here at Absolute Radio, but now it's happening live for our charity, Cash for Kids. Leona and Ben will be hosting, and it's all happening at the Iconic. And I know that word is used a lot, but this is London's 100 Club.
Legendary.
Which is an iconic place. We are raising money for the families to make sure no child goes hungry in the school holidays. And the Zootons are going to be joining us. They're going to be performing an acoustic session at the second of the quizzes. Now, you can book your table, you can meet the Absolute Radio family and see the Zootons live next Thursday. Get involved now on our website, which is absoluteradio.co.uk, where you can also download your very own Tea Break Trivia Quiz Pack. Now, to celebrate this, here's the big question. Are you a good quizzer? If so, we want you on this breakfast show tomorrow morning. Are you the best quizzer in the office? Are you the lucky charm in the quiz teams? Are you the person in your workplace that knows a little bit about a lot of different stuff? If so, text us now at 8.00. 12:15, we're going to find two top quizzers from two different workplaces, from two different locations up and down around the UK, and we're going to bring you together head-to-head in the ultimate quiz, and you're going to be playing for some very exclusive Breakfast Show merch. So if you fancy some of that in your life, as I say, text us right now. Dave, I'd like to have a go. That's what you've got to say.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Oh, sorry. Welcome along to the Breakfast Show. I was just scrolling, going through my camera roll, looking for a picture of myself with Ainsley Harriott. A picture that would only be made possible thanks to my dear friends at Trick. Because they are the Dreamweavers. Yes, the television radio industry club have once again longlisted us for awards. We are in two categories, radio personality, mine, not yours. Despite your best efforts, Matt. I felt like I was in Succession when I was laid there, ill, unable to move. I felt like Logan Roy, and Kendall over here jumped straight in to take the reins. Straight in he was. No, thank you for doing so, Matt. I really do appreciate that. Because when you're unwell in any line of work for whatever reason, I appreciate this happens to everybody, and you know, it's one of those things. But I have to try and time the call because I realised I was very sick at 1 o'clock in the morning.
What a time.
So then I've got to leave it long enough that I don't go calling all the producers and waking them up earlier than they need to be. But I need to give them enough time to call someone else to do the show instead, because I thought it's 1 a.m, my alarm's going to go off at 4:30. I know I'm not going to be feeling any better in 4.5 hours, but I want to let everybody else lay in for as long as possible.
Yeah.
So I made the call at 3:30. And they couldn't find anyone, so Matt stepped in. Yeah. Matt,
it was more a case of that rather than Kendall.
I didn't mean
Roy.
It to sound like
there
that.
No,
I was really
here.
Grateful that you did it. And there were so many nice comments
there
about
nice
you.
Nice comments, yeah.
Saying,
yeah,
like, good. Watch him, Dave. Yeah. Watch your back, mate. Yeah. And all the rest
of it. And there's no truth in the rumours that I poisoned you as well.
I started those rumours. Yeah. I stand by
you bought that seafood for him, didn't you?
Have this paella. We'll have it for tea. Ignore the use by Dave.
The reduced to clear seafood pilot was a mistake, let me tell you. It wasn't bought with Matt. But no, but thank you all for stepping up so last minute on that day. I don't like being off, as you know, but it could not be helped. So anyway, it is my personality that's been nominated.
Yes.
And the Tricks this year. Yeah. But also Best Radio Show, which is down to all of us. Now, this is a real merry event for us because it's the only award ceremony that happens in the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And that is just absolutely golden, and it's down to you to vote. So you can vote now, Trick, which is TRIC.org.uk. I know you have very busy lives, you all have stuff going on. If you could find a moment to vote for us, I really would appreciate it. I have posted a little link out on my X, Dave_Berry_tweet or something like that. Now, looking through the other nominees, if you look at Radio Personality, Ronan Keating, Ken Bruce, Sam Thompson, Tyler West, Greg James, Harriet Rose, Lauren Laverne, Sarah Cox, Trevor Nelson. You know, there's some big hits in there. Yeah. I can tell you firsthand, and I know a lot of these people and have done for nearly two decades, they are all awful, awful human beings. Don't let them win. And then you look at The Breakfast Shows, Jordan and Perry, Ken Bruce, you look at Ronan and Harriet, you know, you look at Chris Moyles, you look at Heart Breakfast, you look at Radio 1, you look at The Dottie Show, you look, again, awful. People, so don't let it happen. And I can say that because they're my friends. I can say that because they're my friends. So vote now, trick.org.uk. Because Trick have also given me the opportunity, not many people can say this, I hosted Lorraine Kelly's meat raffle.
Oh, yes, of
that
course.
Was all fantastic. Yeah. Well, it wasn't a meat raffle,
that's
it was a raffle.
Stuff that goes
but,
on there, isn't
but
it?
But Lorraine asked for me to do it. I have this amazing photograph of me with Ainsley Harriott from the one at Christmas.
Yes. Well, they're amazing, aren't they? Some big calibre of celebrity that goes along. I could be having like Jager bombs with Judge Rinder if we get on the shortlist.
Jaeger bombing with Judge Rinder. So we'd all appreciate the afternoon out, wouldn't we, team?
Yeah.
It'd be really good. As I say, I know that you are incredibly busy, but should you find the time, it is trick, which is TRIC.org.uk. But of course, whoever you vote for, all jokes aside, very deserving. There's some very talented and credible people in that list.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Just after nine is going to be shout out time, so you've got 15 minutes to earn it. And the way in which you can earn it is playing a game of a verse in reverse. So I'm going to play you a song that's coming up in the next hour as part of the No Repeat Guarantee. This one's going to be coming up on Noughties. So there's a little clue for you. The second clue is that producer Old Swiss has made this, which means it's going to be really difficult to start with, but then the last 5 seconds are going to give it away. Because that's his method. And I like that. It's good. So what you need to do is send me your name, where you are. I'd like a flavour, some detail of what you're actually doing at this moment in time. Or, of course, the details of the person you'd like me to give a shout out to.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. It is just after nine. And that, of course, means it is shout out time. And this week we've been having a game of a verse in reverse. Could you identify this song, which is coming up this hour on Absolute Radio Noughties? Now, the answer was, of course, the Fratellis and Chelsea Dagger.
Dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Exactly, and now, the same backwards as it is forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know when he wrote that song, when he came up with the riff, he had to ring around all his friends because he couldn't believe he'd invented it. He was like, "This has to." He was like, "This has to have been done before."
Yes,
have you ever heard this before? His friends were like, "No, no, no, you've made that up."
Wow,
yeah.
I was like that with the cool badge segment. right, so congratulations to Aston on the egg run in Natmel. Daz painting in Birmingham. Kaz working on the farm with lovely horses. Luke from Oxford, shout out to Lammy, who's being carried at work all day today. Oh. Jason and Reese pointing a stone wall in Tilford. James at the Children's Hospital on his penultimate day before starting his new job. Well, congratulations on that. Aaron from Lincoln, who hears that song every time the Nottingham Panthers score a goal. Vanessa in Watford, dreaming of Friday. Nathan and Grimsey, the scaffolders. To the scaffolders!
Scaffolders.
From Reading, cracking on with work. And Tom and Daniela from the Ocado kitchen team making fresh paella. Oh, I think what Tom and Daniela are referring to there is the reduced to clear seafood paella that saw me forced to take 2 days off from my own breakfast show. I won't disclose where it was from, though, just for legal reasons. We have one final message, and I don't like doing this, but we have one final message, and it simply says, "Hi, Deborah here." Now, Old Swiss is making me read this out.
Right.
"Hi, Deborah here. The Killers, Mr. Brightside, BTW. These are way too easy. Just saying." And then sideways laughing face emoji. Sorry, Deborah. It was the Fratellis and Chelsea Dagger. And a verse in reverse will return to the breakfast show tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the Thursday morning edition of the breakfast show. My goodness, it has been fantastic to be back. What a show it has been. Thank you for tuning in and joining in. The brand new edition of the podcast is about to drop, and all it needs is a name. Matt Dyson?
Yes.
The podcast naming bell was ringing left, right and centre this morning. We've got Hendel.
We went Middle English on the social ammo today, yeah.
Yeah, of course, that is gentle in Middle English.
Hendel.
Positively Chaucerian.
Yes, Chaucerian, yes.
Chaucerian, yeah, thank you.
Again, also relating to the Middle English chat.
How broken must your band be that you've shortened animosity?
That was amazing. John Bon Jovi says animos, which I love, and I'm adopting going forward.
Leona Graham giving Bon Jovi the full Frost Nixon treatment.
So from the same interview tomorrow from 10 here on Absolute Radio.
Fountains of Wayne are the band the Beatles could have been.
What a line to come out of the blind ranking this morning.
Glenn running through the office with his hands clasped over his ears.
That's during five words.
An official massive orangey mess.
That's the world record attempt, of course.
And Jaeger bombing with Judge Rinder.
That's the plan if you please vote for us for the Trick Awards.
Yeah, it's T-R-I-C, trick.org.uk.
It either has to be How Broken Must Your Band Be That You've Shortened Animosity, or Fountains of Wayne and the Band the Beatles Could Have Been. Both of those I'd be happy with, so you should decide, Dave.
Let's go with Fountains of Wayne are the band the Beatles could have been. To find out why that was said in this studio where real music matters, well, you need to go and get the podcast, which is available wherever you do your pod dealings. Right, on the way, Leona Graham is going to be here with the Tea Break trivia and the details you need to have £175,000 in your account today. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.